You're fine.
We're joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Matt Smith. His third qualifying run of 6.879 seconds at 196.76 miles per hour took him to the top of the category this morning. Matt, can you talk about today's conditions and how it'll play a factor into tomorrow's preparation?
Yeah, today was definitely a little hotter than yesterday. The biggest difference is we had a little tailwind today compared to a side one we had yesterday. So I think that's why the bikes picked up just a little bit, even though it was worse conditions. But, you know, our Denso, you know, Lucas Oil, Mark Stockseth, Greg Butcher, all the people that help us, that motorcycle, we call that thing the Red Rocket. And it truly is fast. It throws numbers out. I mean, sometimes it's not supposed to go that fast. And it really wasn't supposed to go that fast Q3, but it did. Lisa come over and asked me, she goes, how did you pick up like that? I said, well, I put a brand new set of Iridium Denzos in, and I guess it just woke it up. So, but, you know, it is what it is, and we'll take the green hat, and hopefully we can turn three wind lights on tomorrow and go three rounds and win this race.
Wonderful. Questions from the media.
You've got a really tough quad tomorrow. Your wife being among them, obviously on a bike that you know is real good.
Yeah, you know, I feel confident. I mean, my lights have been good every round. You know, I've been 29 or less every time, you know, on the tree. It's just, even like that last quad, that was a fast quad. And if that would have been the finals, I'd have finished third. And I had a 19 light, you know. And so it's going to be tough. You know, we just got to go up and do our job. And hopefully we turn three wind lights on, like I said. The first two, you just got to be one or two. You know, you don't have to win it. You can just be one or two. But the last one, you got to be the first one. So we're going to see what we can do.
You've talked before, obviously, about how, you know, you being a guy that's tuning multiple bikes now, since you're doing three bikes, you already got a lot of stuff on your mind before you go up there, let alone doing the four white stuff. How tough is it, especially in the first round, to kind of clear your mind before you actually try to cut a light?
I don't worry about it. I mean, I've been doing this long enough, and, you know, this is my job. This is what I do for a living. And basically, you know, I'm up here to race and turn the wind light on, and I'm going to try to do every advantage on that start line that I can to get that advantage. And I got a fast bike, so hopefully it does its job and I do my job and we go some rounds.
Thanks, man.
Nice pants, by the way.
Thank you.
And Sammy Hagar in the audio library for inspiration as you started today.
Yeah.
You mentioned Red Rocker.
Yeah.